welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internets. I'm Jonathan. We are talking about the game 12 Minutes this weekend, next week. 12 Minutes was released, originally released August 19th of last year, 2021, on Xbox and PC, Microsoft PC. And then in December of last year, it was released to everything else. It was developed by Luis Antonio and published by Annapurna Interactive. Platforms it's on all the PlayStations, the Xboxes, the Switches, the PCs. You take the role of the husband on what should be a romantic evening with your wife. The night turns into a nightmare when a police detective breaks into your home, accuses your wife of murder, and beats you to death. Only for you to find yourself immediately returned to the exact moment you opened the front door. Stuck in a 12-minute loop, doomed to relive the same terror again and again. Unless you can find a way to use the knowledge of what's coming to change the outcome and break the loop. Interactive narrative that blends the dreamlike suspense of The Shining with the claustrophobia of Rear Window and the fragmented structure of Memento. So, always start with intros. Today's intro question is, you know, basic. basic intro question. If you were stuck in a time loop, what would be the first thing you would do? Starting from the top.
This is Franco. I'll be observing for this game, but it all depends on the length of the time loop, doesn't it? Like in this game, it's 12 minutes. Not much, you know. Well, we'll see how much you can get done in 12 minutes. But if it was something like Groundhog Day, where you have a whole day to for mischief, that would be pretty good. But I don't, yeah, I think it would do sort of all the Groundhog Day things. You know, yeah. Investigate the area, find out all the lives of all the people in the town and stuff like that.
Learn everything. Cool. I'll go next. Once I get this, Jonathan. I don't know. I'm like, anytime I ever like saw like time loops or like time manipulation powers, or like I think of that a good film from the early 2000s, The Clock Stoppers. Everyone remembers that movie. But just any time where it's like you have all the time in the world, my brain is being like, oh, I could finally read those books I've been wanting to read forever. You know? I never have the time. It's like, well, I could just, and you know, with physical books, as long as you remember the next page, it doesn't matter if you have an actual bookmark or something. You can always just, you know. So that's my, like, really, you know, imagine, like, if I was ever in a real time loop, I'd probably have, like, a good, you know, first, like, 5 loops of freaking out. Once I calm down, I'd read a lot of books, I think.
This is Madeline. I would probably find, I don't know, like a mirror or a tree or a wall or something, and try and start like hash marks and see if I can find some way to keep any kind of tally of how many times I've looped, because otherwise my brain's going to be running out my ears pretty shortly. So I doubt I'd be able to, but worth a shot. That would be the first thing I would try.
Very sensible.
Hi, this is Kevin. I guess it kind of depends on how long the time loop is. Possibly something illegal, just because I know that it's going to start over again. So just do something that you can't normally do.
skip out on taxes.
Yes, I'm not going to pay taxes in a time.
This is Chris. Yeah, I mean, I think I would do... I would probably start off with, like, reading books, watching movies, playing... I would say playing video games, but then that would get kind of tedious because any long, like, multi-hour ones would be hard to invest in because you would have to try and, like, speed run them within the 24-hour period, I'm assuming, if, like, that it would be in a day. Because all your saves wouldn't last at that point.
You could play a lot of retro games, you know, the ones where you had to, like, memorize the code.
I'm just thinking, like, probably just start, like, stalking people after a while. We did play, there was a game that we were playing with a few of my friends there that was, kind of an offshoot of Kids on Bikes that didn't follow the same Kids on Bikes formula, but it was kind of a had the same characters that we were playing, but it was a completely different story about involving a time loop, and the person that we were being hunted by. Like, we were all stuck in a time loop, and the person that was hunting us, or whatever you want to call it, had been in the loop for, like, 80 years. And during that time, she had mastered her art. That's kind of, like, another thing, too, is, like, you can kind of build your skills, too, because you have all this time to practice. But, yeah, it's...
Sure.
It would be interesting. I could definitely see it getting old after a while, though. But
real quick, you maybe remind me of a Twilight Zone episode with the whole, not a time loop, but the guy ended up getting a stopwatch that could start and stop time.
Oh, okay.
He does all the shenanigans you do, but the twist, of course, with the Twilight Zone, the twist at the end, I think he's like robbing a bank. With the clock stopped, and then he, like, trips and falls over something.
He breaks it,
and he can't start time again. He's stuck.
That's it's like, that's when it's all of a sudden, it's terrifying.
Yep, when the twist kicks in, as they say.
Yeah. All right, on to the game, 12 minutes. Since this is our first chat, let's talk about the basics. What did you play it on? How'd you feel about trolls and stuff?
I just did PC.
Yeah,
and it was I don't know why they did mocap for this game. I really don't.
They actually did mocap?
It was in the opening credits. Two different studios did mocap for this game.
Wait, they did? Why would they do mocap for this?
I agree with you.
For picking up stuff. And, like,
especially with how low poly the characters are and stuff.
I mean... I can see, like, the movements of, like, when you get handcuffed and kicked out, and it does seem like a bit much. I'm playing it on Xbox, and it's on Xbox. It's still exactly point and click. You have a little mouse cursor. Yep. And it took some getting used to, and it's just like, let me just click on things, and then the cursor resets the center screen, and it's like, push the joystick till it gets over. Like the whole clicking and dragging things with a controller is not as fun.
Yucky.
As you'd think, yeah. So yeah, this, you know, in case you don't know, 12 minutes, it's a point and click game, you know, and it's entirely top down in one environment. You are in a small apartment in the city. There's like the living room / dining room. There's a bedroom and there's a bathroom and a closet. That is the entire game.
Ta-da!
How did you guys feel about like the UI and that the apartment environment?
It was an interesting perspective to be playing in, with it being top down. It was slightly annoying when you're zoomed in on a, like the medicine cabinet or like the drawer in the bedroom or the closet, because it just feels like there should be more that you can interact with, but there's only like one thing you can interact with. Which, I mean, I suppose it's because, you know, you have limited time within the loop, but still, it's just like it's just weird that it's only one thing you can do.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel natural.
Yeah. Yeah. It does feel a bit jarring, especially in the first loop. I feel like that first loop, when you first start the game, things move so fast. It's like, it almost seems like natural. You're just like, wait, what's happening? What?
Of course.
And then, I mean, once like the loops start, you know, and you find your footing, you get your system down. But, yeah, like that opening thing was pretty jarring. So, but before we go into, you know, the first things we did, because really the only way to talk about this game is to go on a round table, just what'd you do? But let's go ahead and talk about the characters. Three, you know, headlining star roles. There's the husband, which is who you play as, played by James McAvoy. And there's his wife, played by Daisy Ridley. And then there's the cop that kills you. And that's played by Willem Dafoe. This is my opinion, Jonathan's opinion. I think it's really cool that they got these big names to do a little indie game. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I don't understand why you get James McAvoy and Daisy Ridley and have them do like the most basic American accent.
Yeah.
Where you can't tell. Like, if you hadn't told me it was James McAvoy and Daisy Ridley, I would not have known.
Nope.
Yeah, it kind of felt like it was defeating the entire purpose of getting big name actors, except for Willem Dafoe, to just have them do a different accent. It's kind of like, oh, I got all these stars, but they're not doing anything remarkable. Like, you could have just gotten some random, like, voice actor that's, like, way cheaper.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm listening to it, I'm like, I know this is Daisy Ridley, but I'm pretty sure Daisy Ridley has a British accent and sounds nothing like this in real life. Because this does not sound like Daisy Ridley.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, there, I, because I've, you know, seen the Star Wars film so many times that it's like there's some parts where like the wife is upset. Like I hear, you know, Rey screaming, mm-hmm. or like Rey like grunting or being mad. Like I hear it in Daisy Ridley a little bit, but like Abe's back. I would never have told you that the main character is James McAvoy. And it's like, I've seen a lot of James McAvoy films. It's like, huh. It's like, it's interesting because if you've ever seen Split, you know, movies like whatever your opinion doesn't film, but like James McAvoy like kills in that role because he sells all the like 50 different personalities his character has. Yeah. So he makes it you believe that he's a different character, with a different accent. So it's strange. He just sounds like it's not even. I don't even have like a New York accent or like. It's just
nothing.
It's nothing.
I forget. There's like a specific term for just like the generic American voice, but I forget what it's called.
I would like a cheeseburger.
I would like an hamburger.
I will say that he was able to emote several different ways on when to expect the thunder to come.
Yeah.
When I was trying to prove that we were that he was stuck in.
Yeah.
That was the only time where there was like some sort of like emotion or other sort of inflection in his voice.
Willem Dafoe is great as a cop because it's just Willem Dafoe being Willem Dafoe. You know, it's like you get Willem Dafoe for his voice. So it's like his was the main one, like I understood. It worked. Yeah. But yeah, kind of going like, I guess going off that, you know, with like we touched on it with like the performances and stuff. That was what first like caught me off guard because like until like you start getting into the game and start unlocking more like dialogue options and everything, the dialogue, like the way they say things was very off and sometimes didn't fit, like. I know in my first playthrough, and it was partly my fault because, you know, this is my must play. This is the game I've really been wanting to play. I wanted to play it with game chat. And so I've known a lot about this game without, like, I've tried to keep myself from watching playthroughs and everything. Just because I knew what kind of game it was, as soon as it started, I started, like, snooping around and doing stuff. It's like I should have at least had my first loop where I just went with the way they wanted me to. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even remember. I did something. The first thing I did it wrong. And the wife got mad at me. And we couldn't have dinner. Then
I started eating the dessert before she came to the table. Yeah.
Yeah, I did something that made her really mad. Then I was like, oh, I just like locked my first loop and then, you know, and then Willem Dafoe comes in and does his head pop thing. But yeah, I guess let's just go ahead and just dive into it. Like starts off. Have like dinner. Well, you're supposed to have a dessert dinner with your wife, and then Willem Dafoe barges in, and things go crazy. And never timed it. I don't know if it's exactly 12 minutes, but it kind of feels like it is.
Yeah, I feel like a couple of times it was shorter, but that was because I got hurt, I think, before he choked me out. Because, like, I tried to stab him, and then he either turned the knife around on me instead, or, like, just hit me across the face. And then it was like, I'll restart. So it was a little bit early, but only a tad.
There were a couple times that it was like, all right, and now we wait. And the watch advanced to 5 minutes. It was like, and then then the event happened, and I'm like, well, that's a lot shorter than 12 minutes, but okay, I guess we're going with this.
Yeah.
It's just funny that you know, that makes such a big deal about it, and it only advances 5 minutes into where you are.
I think it's 12 minutes if you get all the way to the end.
Okay.
So, yeah, your session can be a lot shorter if depending on how you branch. Yeah. But I think it's, yeah, I guess the point is to, well, I'm not going to, but yeah, it's the if you get to the 12th minute, then, you know, that's when you know you're really close to figuring out what's going on.
Yeah. So, yeah, some of your experiences while playing? Like weird things, confusion things.
Surprising. Yeah, so I played like the obvious stuff as much as I could, and then it got to the point where I was just like, okay, well, I've gone as far as my brain can take me right now, and I think I just need like a hint of what to do now so I don't just keep repeating myself. And then it was like the reading the walkthrough, and it was like the second loop, you hide in the closet before your wife knows you're even home and things play out. And I'm like, why did I not think of that? Because then that like released a lot of exposition and like plot as to what is actually going on. So that was one big thing that gives you a lot of information of just hiding in the closet. And then there was the other one where you give her the you take all of the mugs and you go into the bathroom and you put the sleeping pills in the mug, fill it with water and give it to her. She falls asleep. And then you hide in the closet, or you have to turn the lights on in the bedroom first. You give her the water. She goes into the bedroom, turns off the lights. You hide in the closet. The cop comes in, doesn't find anyone, goes into the bedroom. He turns the lights back on, gets electrocuted because the light switch is like
light
broken.
Anybody, whoever, like, yeah, the second time the light switch is turned on, whoever does it will get electrocuted.
So then
by like third playthrough, I accidentally electrocuted myself, and like that was like,
oh, I did it on the first one.
So then it's like, you have,
yeah,
you have to like go over, run over to the cop, search him, like grab everything, handcuff him, and then shoot him in the leg and search his phone to find his daughter's number. And then from there, that then like helps progress you further into getting into the story and not having the cop like kill you when he comes in.
He comes in.
Yeah. Because now you're able to like talk to him and say, it's like, I know what's going on. You don't have to do this.
Yeah.
That's good, because stabbing him when he opened the door did not work for me.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed.
It's like, I mean, you do stab him. And they do have blood like splatter everywhere, but he's still able to knock you out.
Yeah, somehow. I stabbed him right in the gut.
Yeah, there's... I did a lot of, like... My first few runs, like, it just... I knew what I needed to do, but I wasn't fast enough. I do kind of wish James McAvoy could run a little bit. You know, I wish there was a run button.
It probably doesn't help too that you're using a controller as well.
Yes, exactly. That's honestly that's probably a lot to do with it too. I have to like have the cursor like move it to where exactly I need to. So I've clicked on so many things I didn't mean to click on. Like, no, don't click the counter, click the mug. I had the idea to hide. I was like, oh, hide in the closet when the guy comes. And then, my wife had already seen me. And so it's like, she's getting arrested. She's just like, honey, say something. Yeah. And Willem Dafoe's just like, is someone else here? And then he'll open up the closet door and be like, what are you doing? It's like,
oh. Oops.
Yeah. I electrocuted myself, you know. Just the moment I did that, I was like, my first playthrough, like, I was like, first session, I should say. I was like, I'm going to figure out how to get Willem Dafoe electrocuted. and that was like my first few hours of me just trying to like figure it out and then realizing, okay, I got to get my wife to go to bed, the sleeping pills. Then it was like, oh, I can't put the pills while she's watching me because then she'll be like,
what are you doing?
She's like, I do appreciate how like sometimes like I get there's some moments where it feels very video gamey, like how they respond and how it's like a canned response, they repeat the same line or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then there's other times it surprises me where it's like, oh yeah, no, don't do that in front of her because she'll be like, what are you doing? Or like if she realizes like you have to get the gift to like help convince her that you're in a time loop, you know, the baby gift, and if you do things out of the wrong order and show that you have like the baby gift for try to convince her you're in a time loop, she gets incredibly mad that you like told you not to go through my things, and she'll go and lock herself in the bedroom and read a book. And like, yeah. She's like, you can go eat your dessert or whatever on your own. Then,
yep. Sorry.
There was something
just
else.
Just trying to keep you from dying.
And there was something else I did. It's like she just left the apartment, and I was like, wait, what?
It's kind of is the wrong word. It's very concerning in this game that in order to like actually progress to a good ending, you have to be a horrendous person, like,
yeah.
Hide in the closet when the cop is going to come in that you know wants to hurt you, or drug your wife.
Yeah, drug your wife.
Without her permission. Not feeling so hot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this reminds me of typical adventure game protagonists where you end up doing horrible things as an adventure game protagonist, but it's on a different scale of terrible because you have to do it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as bad as like Last Day of June where it's like,
yeah.
Like having to relive your wife's death over and over and over.
Over and over.
I feel like this is, well, like, in context-wise, this is actually worse than Last Day of June.
In some respects, it's like, but, yes and no, I would say. Like, with Last Day of June, it's like, it was a tragic death. Like this one, it's just kind of like sometimes you're abusive, other times you're not. I don't know.
I guess I just find the fact that you have to be terrible to progress. Yeah,
I understand.
Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does. It is one of those things where like I want to know the mystery and story they're wanting to tell, but like because it is a time loop and because it's a point and click gay adventure game, it is very much you have to look at this game as a video game. You know, there's some games mm-hmm. we play where we get just like Life is Strange, you know.
Yep.
There's so many moments in that game where it's like you just get sucked in and you care about the characters, you care about what everything's doing, you know, what's happening, and you want to like figure it out. Is this when it's like there are just moments where you're just like, it's, you know, got it. Gotta go get the knife to unscrew the vent to get your wife to the top stopwatch to the. The guy comes, lock the door, make sure you tell her to not open the door. You know?
She still opens the door.
Yeah.
I locked the door. And then, he still kicks it down. Yeah.
It just takes him a little bit longer.
Less exciting. And she just stood there and was like, why aren't you doing anything? While I was waiting for him to bust in the door. Because I have literally no idea what else you want me to do.
For every like moment where there is like dialogue between the characters that I get really invested in, it does a video game thing that takes me right out of it. Like the fact that anytime you leave a conversation with your wife, you just talk about this later.
mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, okay.
Yep.
I mean, I think. Yeah, I haven't looked at a guide or anything. Only thing I've gotten help with, technically, is I looked at the achievements. and like, some of the achievements uh-huh. gave me, like, oh, okay, I guess we'll see what that does. Like, did you know you can water the flower in the bedroom and it doesn't reset? It will start to grow. I just found that out. I don't know what that, because I did by accident realize you could break the flower vase with the knife. I was just I was doing my point and click thing where I'm just like knife to everything,
fry things.
And then like I broke the, which funnily enough it's like there's little moments where I'm just surprised like the game talks to you. Where it's like, I smashed the vase one time and I didn't think anything of it. I was just doing the game thing. Another time I smashed the vase, then was like, okay, I'll just continue on with the main story and tell her I'm ready for dessert. She goes in to get the present, and then she stops and she comes back to you and she's like, what did you do to the flower vase? And you can like shrug it off, or like, you know, admit it. And, like, I admitted it, and he's like, "Yeah, I slashed it with a knife." And she's just like, "Yeah, I know that big threatening vase gets to you a lot." Like, yeah. She's like, "Okay." But it's same. Like, there's cute moments, and then there's also moments where it's like you're talking, you're having discussions. And then you click the wrong dialogue choice. And then they're both like, because it's a different audio clip, they have completely different tones all of a sudden. You know.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the main things is you go in the closet, get the phone. And, you know, if you can incapacitate the cop, learn the daughter, his daughter's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like one of the big first steps. But let's you have to like, I mean, he's. Make the cop like he's intentionally incredibly brutal until you're able to, you know, subdue him by electrocuting him. I don't know if there's any other way to subdue him. but
he's a better fighter than me.
Yeah.
My point and click skills are no match for his mocap.
One thing I remembered. Did this game have a content warning in the beginning?
Not that I saw.
I think just goes straight to the clock intro sequence.
Okay.
I had just like a few weeks ago, I was watching YouTuber. I enjoy the Gerard the Completionist. Yeah, like at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. he did his like. He's generally always like an optimistic like YouTuber. That's why I like him. But he did like a game like the games he did his least favorite games of the year. It surprised me that this game was on this list. But then again, I like purposely blocked myself from knowing anything about this game because I wanted to play it for game chat. And he was gonna do this game for his show, The Completionist, and he was like, it did make me feel good, so I didn't. And that's when I was like, uh-oh. This was my must play. Uh-oh. I was playing some extra today, you know, for next week. But it's like, this game is so just like, I was about to say amorphous. I don't know. It's just, there's not really that much of progression. It's like you just do things until you can. And,
until you do the right things.
I realized the moment you accidentally get electrocuted or you electrocute cop, the statement is said, oh, good thing you're wearing shoes. The moment they said that, that's when I realized, oh crap, my wife's barefoot this entire game.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like a loop where like she electrocuted and like in point and click style the cursor labels her wife parentheses dead. I'm like, thanks.
Great.
And I was like, what? And it was just like, I did not feel good. And I mean, James McAvoy is just like, he's just like, oh no, I'm so sorry. Oh, that'll hurt, but you'll get right back up. And then he's like, oh, you're not wearing shoes. And then he has like a moment of like, he's sad. And then like, it goes back to just game. Where he's just clicking on things and making comments.
Now it's just game.
And then, well, what drives me crazy is like, I was like, okay, maybe there's, the game let me kill my wife. Maybe there's something on her person that was like game changing. It's like, no, the only thing on her person are her house keys and the poetry book. And if you click the poetry book, Zach Boy will just read the line that she tells you earlier about, like, you know, the like, oh, time is frozen. Like, and like, just had this big emotional moment where like, oh no, my wife died because she's not wearing shoes and she touched the light switch. Oh, let me take this off her body. And then when the voiceover, when he reads it, he's like, oh, the blah 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 blah, blah. Interesting. And I'm like, oh. And then you can even in the later loops can interact with her about the book and she'll be like, it's not your thing. And he'll like quote the book's line and be like, oh well, like, do you not remember that your mm-hmm. wife died in that loop so you could know the stupid poetry throwaway line? And I could see where like, okay, that's and
bad ludo narrative dissonance.
There's also another moment like when you trap the cop and tie him up. I don't like the dialogue option where it's like, oh, like tell him you're innocent. Because the whole delivery and the whole writing is just like, I don't know what's going on. My wife did everything. I'm innocent. Even though I just...
Oh.
He's very rude. I just
tackled you and tied you up.
Yeah. It just... Yeah.
With good reason, but...
Yeah. I don't know. I'm very intrigued about this game. But it's also... It's also not as good as I was hoping it would be. I haven't technically reached an ending. I've reached some points where I thought it would be an ending, and then it loops back. Has anyone else reached a similar point?
Kind of. Like, there was... It was funny, there was the point where, you know, they find out that the cop is doing all this to get the watch because it's worth quite a bit of money, so that he can sell it because his daughter has cancer and needs the money for her treatments. So, so then the wife goes and gets the watch and hands it to him. And then he goes and walks out. And then both of them are like, okay, so I guess the loop's over then. And then it just like fades out. And then he's back in the apartment. So it's like they even thought it was over.
I know. It's like, I do kind of appreciate that sometimes when James McAvoy like loops back, he's like, like his response isn't always the exact same when he loops back. It's a lot of time it's contextualized, you know, whatever they were doing. Yeah, I thought that was gonna be like an ending where like everyone's understanding. You learn the truth. You give him the pocket watch. He leaves. You and your wife seem okay. And nope, still loops.
For a little while, I thought that the cop was the illegitimate child of the nanny and her father, because apparently they had an affair. But then I was like, that timing doesn't work out because apparently this cop is older than the wife. So
yeah, and. That's where I'm at now, is like, it seems like the main thing the game wants you to figure out is who the brother is. I hope it doesn't pull some crap like James McAvoy's the brother. But one ending I did get is once you get the cop's daughter's Bumblebee, that's her nickname, Bumblebee. Once you get Bumblebee's number, that's the only way you can get Cop to, like, not immediately kill you all. First option is you just tell the daughter to, like, call him. Convince him to listen to what you have to say. And once you learn enough from that interaction, you can then tell her the truth about what dad's doing, and like she'll chew him out about like, how dare you hurt people because of me, no matter your intentions. And I if you do that option, he won't even come inside. He will leave. He'll have this conversation with his daughter and then he'll just leave. And I was like, oh, huh. this is one of those things. Like, I think I saw like an achievement title for this. And I was like, okay, let me try this. So the first thing I did was I called the daughter and told her the truth so that cop couldn't come in. Then I went on the normal story with the wife, and I didn't tell her anything. We just had the dessert, and then we had a baby. And then, like, a whole lot of other things. Like, you turn on the radio, and like, oh, let's dance. It's our song. And like they go to bed, and they're all happy, and it's like they both love each other so much. And I was like, oh, is this it? Is this the perfect, like, you know, Groundhog Day? You know, you do all the good things. Everything's saved. And then...
Nope.
And then it looms back. And it's sad, but kind of funny, because when Loops restarts, his McAvoy is, like, still making, like, kissy sounds. And he's like, oh, no. And he gropes for air and falls. And he's like... he starts crying. He's like, no, I had the perfect day. And then she comes out of the bathroom, and he's just like, hey. And then the loop restarts. it's interesting. There's still, like, a lot. I mean, it's... I haven't had my normal frustration yet so far that I have with point-and-click adventure games, where it's like, even though I have used the knife to click on everything, because it's like what Chris mentioned earlier with you open up the drawer and the only thing you can click on is the present, you know? So it's like, you tell there's specific things you can click on. So, like, I know you have to be able to do something with the paintings. I don't know yet, and it's driving me crazy. The other adventures, misadventures, clicking frustrations. Anyone wants to share? Nope. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sorry. I picked a bad game for a must play again.
It's okay. I have definitely picked bad games.
I'm enjoying it for what it is. It's just, it's an interesting game, and so I will say, this was like the one thing that was kind of, I guess, driving me crazy a little bit, is I wish that there was some point as you're playing the game where it would kind of like prod you a little bit in giving you, like, dropping you little hints as to, like, what you should try next or something. Because it did come to a point where it's like, you're just stuck doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result. Yeah. And it's like, it gets to a point where because then the frustration comes too. It's like, you're now starting to rush to get through things to see if you can have a different result. But it ultimately ends up ending the same exact way. So it would have been nice if there was either, like, visual cues or some type of verbal thing that was said or something, just a little something to like give you a slight little nudge as to, like, maybe you should try this next time or something, you know? So.
Yeah, I agree. Or, like, I know, like, you have a reset button, and that you would have the character step outside the apartment at any moment, will reset, you know?
Yeah.
But there's, like, I do wish there's, like, a little bit more key that, like, oh, if you do this, nothing's gonna happen. Like I did the whole, like, yes, quote-unquote, like, okay ending, where, like, you talk to the cop and, like, you're all on the same page, you know why he's doing this, you know, You convince him that the wife didn't kill her dad, all this stuff. And then you know, get the watch. Just because I wanted to see what happened, I flushed the watch down the toilet. Let me tell you, that does not lead to anything. What that leads to is you have this moment of where Daisy Ridley's going to give Willem Dafoe the watch. And then she's just like, where is it? She comes up to you and is like, well, give it to him. I'm like, James McAvoy can't say anything, you know, because I can't say anything because I don't have don't have the watch. Then it just turns into this awkward moment where you're just standing there. I can't do anything. I can't click on anything. And I can't click on anything. And the wife just is like, say, like, what's wrong with you? Give him the watch. You're just like, and then eventually there's obviously a timer, and then Willem Dafoe's like, it's like he's actually there awkwardly, and he's just like, I should just go. I'm bad. You don't need to give me the watch. I'm just gonna leave now. And then he leaves, and then I think it's still just like, she's like, do you want to eat dinner? No, you want to have dessert now? And she's just like, you're eating alone. And I'm like, that was proactive. Oop. I guess it's none of us have really. Does anyone else have anything else to say? Nope. Okay.
Well, I have stuff to say, but I can't because nobody's beaten the game yet.
Yes, that's next week.
Because I watched people play it and I read reviews and stuff like that. Or what other people thought. So.
Hey. Well, we'll save that for next week, where we'll chat about whatever we haven't chatted about today. We'll finish the game and we'll score it, and who knows, maybe we'll beat our record for shortest game chat. Thanks for joining us. If you want more game chat, find us at all the podcast places, your iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, all that good stuff. You can follow us on Twitter at @the_game_chat. We're also on the Instagrams at @thegamechat. We're on Facebook. Find our Facebook page. Join our Discord. We're on Discord. That's where, you know, most of our conversations and everything are. Send us pictures of dogs. One of you sent pictures of dogs to us. Send us pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week where we're going to talk about the ending of 12 minutes, and hopefully the episode's not 12 minutes long. And so until then, thanks for listening, and we'll chat at you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.